Katie Kate Kate gotta take that bread. Gotta take the rookie contract in the WNBA right now currently stands at what? Obviously, if you follow any type of team sport, you would know that the higher you get drafted, the more money you're going to get as a rookie. You know, in the WNBA for the past, I don't know, since their existence, they've been, you know, talking about, you know, fighting for equality as far as money, you know, contracts, bigger contracts, much larger contracts, because you know how I make more. I, Baylor, make more. My wife makes more. And she's a track star, former track star. She makes more than the rookie and probably some, not veterans. I doubt if we're making more than veterans. At this point, you're going to get a bag. Now, obviously, you got endorsements on the side, things like that. But to only, you know, between 60, what, about 64,000 and 74,000 your rookie year, that obviously the first pick is going to get that 70K. Ice Cube fixed all of that. Fixed all of that. Small little backlash, but it wasn't really nothing. We got that out the way. You know, haters are going to hate. But he recently proposed $5 million for 10 games for Caitlin Clark to come join the Big Three. And it's not like she has to stay. Now, the Big Three is coming back, I want to say somewhere in June, in the summertime. It usually pop off in the summertime, right? It's competing with, you know, the Drew Leagues of the world, the Goodman League, you know what I mean? The Venice Beach, the VBL, and then I'm pretty sure there's all other type of leagues across the U.S. and for some people going across seas and stuff like that. But the most popular league outside of the NBA, hands down, got to be the Drew League. It gets a lot of attraction, star attraction, entertainers in general from time to time. You know, we've seen Kobe come and shut it down. We've seen Bron come and shut it down. That's at the highest peak. You know what I mean? You've seen all kinds. You've seen some of the, look, you had a Kardashian come through the building. That's when she was dating James Harden. But we've had some of the best come through the Drew League. You know what I mean? And that's the only thing that's really kind of competing with the Big Three. And the Big Three, you know, has been on what? Coming up on 7 seasons? Has already made a huge impact. It's not much of a threat to the NBA. I don't know. I'm not sure why the NBA is trying to mess up the flow of that business, but it's whatever, you know what I mean? And I think it's because, hey, some of these players will come and grab that quick little bag. It's in the summertime, you still got to maintain, you still got to train, you still got to hoop, you know what I mean? And that's better than getting on a motorcycle and going to a parking lot. Shout out to Jay Will, you know what I'm saying? You can still work on your craft. You ain't even got to go as hard, you know? But hey, don't get it twisted. Those young cats will go out there and try to make a name for themselves. So my thing is, why isn't it a good idea for Caitlin Clark to take that bag? I don't see why it would be an issue. You know, she has the star power. She's going to go down. Currently, she's in the Final Four, right? And what we wanted overall was to see a Caitlin Clark versus Juju, right? And that didn't happen because USC recently just lost, you know what I'm saying? So Iowa will be going up against UConn. Of course, the Gamecocks is on the other side of that bracket. And what I want to say about that is, I mean, I think we're all going for a Gamecocks, you know what I'm saying, Iowa type of matchup. You know what I mean? I think that's the best bet. If we cannot get a Juju Watkins in, which is sad because she's a freshman. But I mean, hey, look, North Carolina State, shout out. But I think now everybody is rooting for that South Carolina and Iowa matchup because, I mean, shout out to Dawn Staley. You know what I mean? And the Gamecocks is just, I mean, you know, they are who they are. You know, so is Iowa and so is that young thing over there. So is that young Caitlin. And I'm excited for it, though. You know, with the big three starting in June, of course, the WNBA season starts prior to that. It starts, I think, May. You know, it ends in September because, you know, we got football right around the corner after that. So it ends in September, but it's like, why not, though? For 10 games? For 10 games, sure. She'll be going between two different leagues, right? But I don't see how you turn down 12 Cal. You got to help me out here. King Germ, you got to help me out here. I don't see how you turn down a $5 million bag for 10 games. For 10? That's her rookie deal is going to be $70K. Now, obviously, I know there's people out there saying, well, it's not like she's going to just make $70K for that year. No, I know she got crazy endorsements. You know what I mean? She's most likely going to get paid more off the endorsements than she will off, you know, her rookie salary. Her rookie salary is probably toilet tissue at this point to her. Right? But this is one of the most... We haven't had this much hype around a female basketball player since Shaniqua Holzclaw, maybe? I want to say Shaniqua Holzclaw. Prior to that, it was, you know, it was the Cheryl Swoops and the Cynthia Coopers. And Rebecca Lobas, that was you talking about the OGs that started this whole thing. Shaniqua Holzclaw was coming in. They immediately, you know, deemed her as like the Kobe Bryant of the WNBA. Shaniqua Holzclaw, she was hard. And they had so many other WNBA, I mean, well, college women that came in with similar. Remember the chick that used to play for, who did she play for? Did she play for Delaware? I want to say she played for Delaware. I mean, but look, they got star players there, but this one right here, I mean, she holds damn near every record. She probably going to go into the league. She probably going to get drafted into the WNBA with WNBA records already. That's how good she is. Man, she could shake up world history right now if she was to do something. And look, let me show you how it works out for everybody. $5 million. There's no telling how fast she's going to get to that $5 million, when she'll get to that $5 million in her career as far as her WNBA checks, right? But she wouldn't have to worry about that. She wouldn't have to. I mean, honestly, even without the $5 million offer and the $70K rookie contract, she's still going to make, she's still going to make a lot more money outside of that. We know this. But I'm just thinking about the star power that she's going to bring. I think it helps out both sides. It's going to bring more eyes to the big three. But at the same time, they're coming to come see her. They're coming to see her compete with men. And I think she can. Now, physically, no, we already, there's not a woman out there that is going to sit up there and bully a guy. I mean, some, don't get me wrong, there's a couple of footers out there, and y'all know who I'm talking about, but she got an attitude problem, and she be bullying cats. She be bullying cats. But there's not, you know, there's not a WNBA player that's going to sit up there and bully cats in the paint. It's not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? I think Candace Parker, you know, Candace Parker and Liz Cambridge, probably my top two. You know what I mean? Probably my top two. Skylar Diggins was nice, but as far as like actual power and some type of, you know, weight on you, Candace Parker, Liz Cambridge. But outside of that, no. Nah, they not physically like built like that. And that's okay. But the right squad she's on, the right offense, the right coach, man, she gonna get off. She gonna get off. So I'm excited to see her go to the league, though. You know, but I would like to see something different as far as a WNBA player, a rookie WNBA player, to play in the Big Three. That'd be dope. And I think the Big Three opened up in Chicago this year, if I'm not mistaken. I don't see nothing wrong with it at all. And I know there was a small, like I said, it was a small little black lash of some current players saying, well, you know, Ice Cube, you know, the WNBA has been out this long and, you know, he's up on his seventh season. You couldn't find anybody else. They always trying to turn it into a race thing. And I used to be on the opposite side, like, maybe most of this is a racial thing. Nah, dog, that shit is way out the door when you have a talent like that. We ain't gonna care about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's like the Christian McCaffrey right now. You don't find too many great white running backs. You don't. We can all count the dope white running backs in football history, probably college and the pros put together. Christian McCaffrey is up there, right? Caitlin Clark, that shit don't matter about her skin color. They made it a racial thing because of Angela Reese rivalry and shit like that, who they just recently beat. And look, whether they really like each other or not, for them to keep it cordial or whatever before, during, and well, not during, but before and after the game, that shows a lot that they at least respect each other's game. But they might, low-key, they might really rock with each other, but the media put them in, you know, a black woman that's standing on hers, you know what I'm saying? She's very talkative. And she did, and you know, they got, it's a rivalry. Now they won't be able to continue that rivalry in college because they going pro. You know what I mean? The sad thing is we won't be able to see Juju Watkins versus Caitlin Clark. We won't be able to see it. The elimination happened in the tournament. Caitlin Clark is out of here. And I think because of the WNBA rules, I don't think Juju Watkins can come out this year, which is whack. But and don't think that offer is going to stay at Caitlin Clark. I think they're going to extend that offer to Juju, but they know that she can't. Well, you know what? Then again, I don't know the Big Three rules. I'm not sure if it conflicts with what's going on with Juju at SC. But we shall see. We shall see. But to me, those are the only two players I think deserve that type of bag. Now, Juju is a freshman, so maybe not that amount, but I definitely think she's worth $3 to $5 million off the back. Caitlin is a whole $5 million. Nothing lower than a $5 million. In 10 games, that's it? Come on, man. They gonna go in there, get a couple of buckets, go back to the season. The WNBA season doesn't end until September anyway. So I don't know, man. I don't think it's that difficult to understand. I don't even think it's that difficult to agree with. Like it's not even about the money though. It's about the respect. It's about the respect. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna put this on the players, but I'm gonna put this more on the fan base. You can't sit up there and whine and bitch about something, and then when an opportunity comes y'all way, then say no because maybe y'all don't like a certain player, or maybe because y'all thought another player should have been able to get that offer. We're not doing a whole race thing over here. Not when it's like pure talent. If you got game, you got game. It don't matter what color you are. So, and nobody has done what Caitlin Clark has done. Nobody. Nobody. And as much as Angel and Reese be killing. I mean, I think she ended her college career with almost over 20 boards. She had a double-double, you know what I'm saying, somewhere around there. I think 20-something points, about 17 rebounds last time I checked. Putting up big numbers. She's still not bringing in that Caitlin Clark. She's not bringing in that type of crowd. She's up there. But I'm telling you right now, the spotlight is on her and Juju. Those are the WNBA sensations right now. And Juju still got a couple of more years to get there. So, yeah, I'm rolling with Ice Cube's $5 million. You know what I'm saying? And you notice how I didn't even bring up the men's tournament. The men's tournament, I'm not going to say it has been a disappointment. It's been subpar. They do. Now, I don't know if this was just a joke, but we was talking about this prior to April Fool's. We were talking about this last year because as a person that follows the NBA and I'm a Lakers fan, we all look and see what hidden gems we can get in the draft. And even the teams that we don't necessarily care for, but we just like low key, we just try to figure out like who could they get to add, what pieces could they get. Man, this is probably going to be one of the worst drafts in a long time. It's projected. You never know what hidden gems come out of this. But when it comes to this, when the women have taken over this year. Now, it's sad to say that I would say half or just a little bit above half. It's been a lot of it has been drama. But sports is it's been more drama driven anyway. It's called a bulletin board material. But nowadays is amplified. It's highlighted a lot more because of social media, and these players and especially these college players have more opportunity to make money and do things on the side for their separate brands while they're attached to the team. So with that being said, the women have taken over full effect. The drama, the rivalry, the money offers, it's been like that. Now, before I get up out of here, I do want to say this. I'm not going to say that I'm going to apologize to LSU basketball program or anything like that, right? But I will say this. We had a LA writer from out here that worked for the LA Times who has since apologized, but said something of, it gave LSU a reason, which I don't believe in. Like me, I'm a person that if I don't care if you talk or not, because I'm trying to kill you regardless. You don't have to say anything for me to get amped up. I don't believe in, well, you gave them something to, you know what I'm saying, to get fueled up off of. Nigga, they supposed to be fueled anyway. I was never a believer in that. I was never a believer in, yo, stop saying something. The only reason why I would tell a player not to say anything about the other players or the team is if I know they couldn't back it up. If you can't back it up, then I don't want to hear it. But all that, you giving them extra fuel power, I don't believe in that shit. You got to play the game anyway. You know what I'm saying? One light switch can turn on or off in the middle of the game. So it don't matter what they say before the game or after the game and what happens in between those lines, bro. So I don't want to hear none of that. You know what I'm saying? At the same time, though, this had nothing to do with players. This had nothing to do with coaches. This was the standalone opinion of a writer who tried to paint the narrative of evil and good. And why would you want to paint UCLA as milk and honey anyway? I get it. It's Los Angeles. It's Westwood, Bel Air, Brentwood area, very upscale, money, sunset. I get it. But no. Don't put your players in that situation when what if they don't even identify as the milk and honey squad? You know what I'm saying? Like, nah. And then you want to paint the LSU as being rugged, cheap, you know what I'm saying? Evil. Come on, dog. Don't do that. That's like you could have painted that a whole narrative a whole totally different way in that same likeness, but not as disrespectful or wrong. You can't even. They're more, that basketball squad is more relevant than that UCLA basketball squad. And I'm a UCLA fan, but that's just the truth. So that was just a bad take. So like I said, it's not necessarily an apology, but it's like, dog, we don't know what that person was thinking. And I'm pretty sure that person has gotten in trouble and is damn sure has come out and apologized for that piece that they wrote. Anyhow, though, like I said, the Final Four for the women are set. Iowa versus UConn. And we got the South Carolina versus NC State. So should be a good one. The men's championship is on Monday. I'm a watch. I'm just, like I said, the women have just been more, it's just been better to watch. But hey, Ice Cube, I like that move, and I want to see more of it. Over on with BTG, King Jern, I'm up out of here.